Another influential member of the committee was Charles Moses.
He was chairman of the ABC at the time and was responsible for a lot of the publicity that Remembrance Driveway got through the ABC. Everybody knew about it. It was very well publicised on the radio and, of course, by that time, television. Many of the schools were involved, so school kids were very much aware of it. Perhaps the thing that really did take people's attention was that with Remembrance Driveway, people really did. They could see where their money had gone. They could, in fact, go to the commemoration, the day that the trees were actually commemorated. People felt this was adding beauty to a particular part of the landscape, and I guess there was something sort of almost a grassroots level there that people could say, I'm responsible for some of these trees here. I think perhaps one of the problems was the length of time it took the trees to grow. And so people tended to lose a little bit of interest after a while. They'd go back year after year and find that there was very little evidence of any growth in the trees. I think another real problem was that it took so long, often before any of the trees were planted using the money that people had given. Individuals were paying £10 for a tree. £10 was a lot of money in those days. And I think perhaps the one that I found most poignant, I guess, was the woman who wrote and said that she couldn't pay £10 immediately for her tree to her husband or son or someone like that, but she would be able to do it in instalments. And she did this and finally did pay off that £10. And it was quite evident to me that she was using part of her pension because these instalments came about every month. But the ones that had the highest profile tended to be the ones that had sponsorship.
I mean, it was also tax deductible at the time. So any of these sponsorship programs were. So it actually made it attractive for companies to come and do. At one stage, there were awards given to sponsors, and I found invitations to the sponsors to come down to receive their award by the Remembrance Driveway for being involved. And the council supported it. The council waived the rates and those sorts of things. For each year, the Remembrance Driveway went back and renegotiated with council to ask for relief from the rates, and the council each year agreed.
Major General Kevin Latchford is a retired career army officer. He was posted to Japan and Germany after the war, joined the 1st Armoured Regiment in 1949, and became a commanding officer in 1970. In 1968-69, he served in Vietnam as commanding officer of the 1st Australian Civil Affairs Unit.
It was fascinating, I found, once I got into it, producing village water supply systems. We're using Southern Cross windmills, which no one had ever built. We built one as a training exercise in Nui Dat before we went out and started them off in the villages. When I got home, I felt we'd achieved quite a lot. In fact, I think all the people in the unit, officers and NCOs and soldiers, all felt that they'd contributed something useful in their year in Vietnam, and they had something to show for it, really.
On his return to Australia, Kevin Latchford became Director General of Recruiting and Director General of the Natural Disaster Organisation before retiring after 39 years of service. In 1989, he became President of the Remembrance Driveway Committee. He reflects on what the driveway meant to individual communities along the route during its first 20 years.
It'd been established in the days when everyone was enthusiastic and they used to go out and cut the grass there with their own lawnmowers, and they built children's slides and playground equipment and picnic tables and things in their own backyards and put them out there. Down in the Southern Highlands, there'd been a major source of activity down there under the local chairman of the auxiliary, and they produced very attractive plantations at Berrima and also at on the outskirts of Mittagong and Bowral. On the Illawarra Highway, I might add, we had Remembrance Driveway on the Illawarra Highway and on the old Hume Highway as well. We've got a real plethora of plantations down there, all of which are very, you know, attractive trees, and they grow very well in the Southern Highlands. Because of the arrangements that were made down in the Southern Highlands, most of these plantations are on private property.